Simen Shin Tzadi, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber discusses a case of a Mavoi, which has Netu Chatzeres, a Goyish one and Yiddish one. And then it says there's another Yiddish house, and Mr. Burr explains really it's another Yiddish Chatzer, that's open to the Yiddish Chatzer, that those two Yiddish Chatzeres open to each other, but the second Yiddish Chatzer does not open to the Mavoi, it rather opens directly to Sarab. So now you have a Goyish Chatzer opens to the Mavoi, a Yiddish Chatzah that opens to the Mavoi, and then you have another Yiddish Chatzah that opens directly to Shtrabim that connects to the first Yiddish Chatzah. So how do they connect? So if they connect through a window, so the Mechaber says that these two Yiddish Chatzahs cannot make Erev Chatzahs together with each other through this window in order to carry Kalim out from the new Yiddish Chatzah to the Mavoi through the Yiddish neighbor who's part of the Mavoi. And Mr. Gur explains the Chiddush, what's going on over here, is that even though there's only one Yiddish Chatzah that's open to the Mavoi, and usually on a Yochid who's Dar, who lived together with Akum of the Goy, Chazal did not make a Gzera, or not Machayev Schiris Hashus. Here, Chazal more Machmer, because they're afraid this Yid will be comfortable living near his Goyish neighbor, and will learn to act like a Goy from him, because since he has the other Yid that's near him, and they are together with each other through the window, so that's enough that he'll feel comfortable there, he'll be Dar to Akum. And because they're afraid that he's going to, the people of the Bali Chatzar from the Siyash Chatzar, are going to be comfortable living in the same Mavi with his Goyim, so therefore, Chazal passel the Erev Chatzeres that can be made between the one Yeshachat Atzer and the other Yeshachat Atzer to discourage this Yid from living in the Mavli together with the Goy. However, if they have a door between these two Yiddish Chatzeres, then it's Mutter, then they could be Ma'arev Erev Chatzeres together. Because anyway, this Yid is going to be living here because he has the comfort of a Pesach that's Matzib Chol Eis, that the other Yiddish Neir will come in, and therefore Chazal had nothing to gain from being Goyzer. However, there's a Yesh Misha Oyser, a second Shita holds its Oser, even as a Pesach between the two Chatzeres, and that Pesach is not any better than a Chaloin. So if Beis the Mechaber discusses a Mavi that one side has a Goy, other side is Chatzeres of Yidden, and this Chaloin has windows open from Chatzah to Chatzah, the Yesh Chatzeres have windows between all of them amongst them to connect to each other, and they're Ma'ar with each other, there are Chaloinis through windows that all became like one Mishpacha, so to speak, like one Bais over here, and they can take things out and in through the Chaloinis through the windows. Still, they cannot Mishtamish through their entrances to the Mavi, the Pesachim to the Mavi, until they discover Shus from the Goy. We do not say it becomes like one Yid who's with the Goy, rather it's considered like multiple Yidden, and therefore they do have to have Shus from the Goy. The truth is that these two Sif Mavi and Shin Tzadi match up with what we have by Erev Chatzeres, Sim Shim Pei Beis, Sif Yates, and Sif Chaf. It's really the same halacha, just there it's Erev Chatzeres. Here it's a Shituf Mavois when there's one Goyisha Chatzer there. Shin Tzadiyav, Loch is a bit of Rishos, so those who do not participate in the Shituf Mavois, the Mechaber says, Sim Loch is apply a bit of Rishos, if somebody forgot to make my Arab as Erev Chatzeres, that he could be Vat Rishos to other people in the Chatzer, or they can be Vat to him. Same thing as the Mavi, the one Chatzer forgot to participate in Shituf Mavois, he can be Vat Rishos to the other B'nai Mavi, or they can be Vat to this one. Even though the B'nai Chatzer are a lot of people, they're considered like one over here, the Gabi Yochid, Makam Rabbim, Rabbim to Yochid, the rules of Vitl Rishos, who could be a guest by whom, we treat each individual Chatzer as Yochid, as a one. And all the laws that apply, the Gabi, if you have a Goyish neighbor in your Chatzer, Gabi Skir Rishos, apply if you have a Goyish neighbor in Mavi, Gabi Skir Rishos, like we saw really in the previous similar version inside you, that Shtum Vayis, same as Yur Chatzer, so Gabi, if there's one, Goy there. And the same halachas really all apply, the Gabi Toto, what you need to have in Mavi, very similar to B'nai Chatzer. Whether it's a Mavi or to say that's surrounded by a Chaima, that if you have two Chatzeres of Bati Yisrael in the city, so they ask on each other, the carry Kalei Bayis out to the Mavi, unless it's Shidu Mavois, and there's a Goy there, he asks also, unless it's Gadashus, Mamish the same as a Chatzer. Now, there's one Chatzer, so then even with many houses in it, there's one Chatzer open to the Mavi, there's no need to Shidu Mavois. Only if multiple Chatzeres open to the Mavi, they need Shidu Mavois. You have multiple Chatzeres, but not so many Batim opening up to the Mavi, you need Shidu Mavois, but if you have the one chatzer with many batim in it that does not require shtum avos. For a city to carry in, it has to be muk of chayma, which has to be muk of chayma for dira purposes, for residential purposes, which stam cities are. You build the house and then you build a wall around it to protect the dira, support the dira. As opposed to a fortress, a mibtzar, in most cases, the stam is not muk of a dira. It's built as a fortress, and afterwards they add the houses in afterwards.